Thank the Lord this morning for His love and His blessings to us. And the song reminded me of the other song that's kind of a parallel. I've gone too far to turn back now. Have too much gain. The Lord's done too much for us to lose now. I want to encourage each one as we do face this new year. As you look back in the past, see what God's done for you. And know that the Lord is going to remain faithful to each one of us this year with the burdens and the trials and the struggles. A message that the Lord has put on my heart to share is really kind of a companion message to one that I preached in Guthrie during the meeting. It's not the same message, but a companion message. I know most of you were not there. Written on the board at any cost. I was in Kenya couple months ago, woke up at 5:30 in the morning, and I heard something off in the distance. What is this? And I listened, and I heard someone teaching or talking, and I heard stuff going on. And what was happening was that the children were preparing for some tests. And so at 5:30 in the morning, they were gathered under the covered area, and the teacher was down there with them, giving them instruction and teaching them that they might do better in the test during the regular school hours. 5:30 in the morning. There are those in ninth grade, and I know some of you all are around that age. The ninth graders, their summer break is in December and January. So they have 2 months off of school like we have in June and July. And they were there, they get off break, and they come back to the orphanage, and what are they doing but sitting in the lunchroom, and they all have their books, and they're studying the day after they get off of school. And there were some that had just finished their test, and I saw a boy huddled up on his bed, and he was going through the test to see, he was working out the problem, seeing how he'd done, and during the evening, they'd be sitting around with their books and asking questions, and well, what about this? And what about this? And asking questions about science and mathematics. And I'm thinking, you all just got out of school. But what the children, many of those children, understand is that the solution to break out of this cycle that they are in, these are children without parents. These are children that have very, very little. They have two sets of clothing. Many of them just now got a first set of shoes. And what they realize is the way to break out of this cycle of poverty is education. They don't take their education lightly. And they're studying, preparing. And so what we ended up doing before I left is we hired a teacher to come and teach the ninth graders over their summer break. We asked them, okay, is this what you want? Yes, they wanted to be prepared for 10th grade. And so we hired a principal of another school to come and teach these children for 2 months in their break. How are you children? You want to do that during your summer? They recognize they want to do this because they realize how important it is. Well, on the other hand, there are many parents in Kenya who don't pay their school bills. And when the bills rack up so high, I'll tell you what happens, and I'm an advocate of it, send the children home. Because the parents will get the message, you don't pay the bill, your children don't come to school. And so then the parents are forced to come up with the money. Because otherwise, well, they'll still get an education, I won't take responsibility. But there are some parents that don't realize how important it is to pay the bill. Because what happens when the parents don't pay the bill at school is, what do you think the teachers feel? They're not getting paid on time. And you think there's a lot of incentive to teach the children well? It's not, especially in Kenya. Many of the parents in the public schools, the teachers don't even come to school. And in the private schools, you'll see them sitting around. We didn't get paid this month because the parents didn't pay. There's another school, and we're going to get to a spiritual point. I hope you see where we're headed. But there's another school in the area. Hundreds and hundreds of children in this school. They outperformed everybody in a large part of Kenya on their testing. Think, well, were these smarter children? No, it was the parents. The parents paid their bill on time. The parents were there and were interested. What is going on at the school? What is being taught? Are the teachers doing their job? And the parents voluntarily got together and took up an offering, if we call it in our words. They took up a collection to be able to give the teacher some extra money. Incentive to the teachers, and who outperformed all the other schools? That school right there. Because they wanted their children to receive a good education at any cost. My question to us this morning is, spiritually, what do you want? This year, in 2014, what do you want to happen in your life spiritually? Things that are valuable are going to cost something. I find that when someone wants something bad enough, they sacrifice for it. Look at those that train for the Olympics. It's been a while since I've read it, but you read about what some of the things that people do in their training, and they deprive themselves of all kinds of things. Training, strenuous training, because at any cost, they want to perform well. This morning, there's a lot of people that come to church. A lot of people in churches all over the world today, and they want to be comforted, and they say, oh, I want the blessings of God. I want to experience, they may not say it in these words, but the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but it's what? It's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. And we say, well, I don't want to talk about costs now. I don't want to talk about sacrifice, preacher. I want to know, I just want the joy. I want the Lord to bless my life. I want the Lord to answer these prayers and these burdens that I've had for so long. Lord, I want you to give me something. If you want God to work in your life this morning, I want to tell you something. It's going to come at a cost. You believe that? If you want God to work in your life this year in a way that you've never seen God work, if you want greater victory in your life this year, what are you willing to give for it? I've seen people, I just shake my head. I've seen people that have lived in nothing's wrong. If you can't afford a nice home, that's all right. Get my point now. People live in junky houses. They live, drive junky cars. They act like they never have any money. They have holes in their clothes. And I watch what they eat, and they go to fast food, $5 here, $10 there, and I'm thinking, you could eat off the dollar menu and save your money. And some people say, well, I can't afford to go to camp meeting, and I can't afford to go on vacation. Yes, you can if you want it enough. Stop spending $10 every meal and eat with a little economy, and you could have clothes without holes in them. You could save your money, and it progresses a little bit. But when they get money, they just spend it on things that will satisfy me today without thinking, if I save this money, next week I'll have something to buy something of more value. Little lesson in economics there. And I know sometimes we don't have that money, and sometimes we do get holes. I've got some holes in my shoes at home. It's okay if you can't get new shoes. But the point is, when you want something bad enough, you know this is true now, you want something bad enough and you put your heart in it, you're going to get it. People say, well, I can't afford it. Well, maybe not, but if you wanted it bad enough, you could probably afford it. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, there are things we might like that we can't afford. We be balanced here. But the point is, what are you willing to pay for it? Where are your priorities? If you want it bad enough, but we come and we want God's blessings, don't we? I want greater blessings this year. I want the anointing of the Lord richer in my life. I want greater and closeness and victory in the Lord. But how do we get it? At what cost? You want it bad enough, folks. You search with God with all of your heart. He's going to be found of you. But too many people look on other people and say, oh, I wish I had what they had, but I wish I had victory like they have. I wish I had the joy of the Lord like they have. Folks, it's going to come at a cost. Are you willing to pay the price this morning? Over in Luke in the 18th chapter, in the 22nd verse, and you know the story. I'm just going to reiterate it. You know the scripture. It's scriptural. The young rich ruler came to Jesus and he said, what must I do to inherit eternal life? I want to follow you. I want to be part with you, Lord. I want to experience your blessings. And I've heard about your healings, and I've seen you cast out devils, and I want to be your disciple. I want to follow you. That was an honorable and a good desire. And I trust that that's all of our desire here this morning. Lord, I want to follow you. I want to be here. I want to be with you. But Jesus said, well, keep the commandments. You know, honor your father and mother. Don't commit adultery. Don't steal. You know, be a good person, a good moral person. Love the Lord. And he said, well, I've done these things from my youth up. That would make a good neighbor. It would be a good relative to have, wouldn't it? He's a good person. But Jesus looked on him with love. And you remember what Jesus said? He said, there's one thing that thou lackest. In other words, there's something that is going to hinder you from being in the inner circle. The place where God can bless you the richest. There's something in your life that's hindering you. He said, go and sell everything that you have. It's like, well, Lord, I can handle 10%. Folks, a lot of you can't even handle 10%. I say you. I'm speaking generically. A lot of people aren't even handling 10%. And the Lord's saying, go sell everything that you have and give to the poor and then come and follow me. The point Jesus was making is there's something in your heart that you're not willing to consecrate to God. There's something in your life that you're holding on to that's going to hinder you from experiencing my blessing. This morning, what are you willing to pay for God's blessings in your life? Have you ever had the Lord come along and put His finger on something in your life? I have. Have you ever not done it? Come on now. I have. And it's like you didn't feel rebellious, but you just weren't real quick to obey. You know what I'm talking about? When the Lord lets you know this isn't real good for you, He's like, yeah, Lord, I know. When you just, oh, I know, Lord, help me, Lord. But you don't come to the place, you say, Lord, okay, here it is. Time to do business with God. I'm going to pay the price at the sacrifice of what I want. Lord, I'm going to give it to you. I'm done messing around. I'm done playing games. Lord, if this thing is hindering me spiritually, I'm going to give it to you. But too many times in our good intentions, our desire to follow the Lord's saying there's something hindering you. I said, yes, but Lord, would you work? I have these burdens and Lord, I want you to work and I want more victory in my life. There's something hindering you. Are you willing at any cost to be close to God this morning? Do you really want this to be a better year for you than last year? I hope all of us say yes. I want to grow in my experience. I want the Lord to bless me. I want to draw closer to Him. I want to experience more of His blessings. And He's saying, there's a cost involved. And I don't know what your cost is. I don't know. But I know this. The Spirit of God is faithful to come into our life and put His finger on something and say, you know what? You know this thing isn't good for you spiritually. You know this thing's been hindering you. Are you willing to give it to God? And I'm not talking about just nodding your head saying, yes, Lord, I know it is. I'm saying, do it. And if you don't, what you are doing is valuing that thing in your life more than you want the blessings of God. Okay? Is that not a fair assessment this morning? And we sometimes don't like to acknowledge that because we really do want to serve the Lord. We don't want to be rebellious. We want to be good people and we want the Lord to bless our life. But when God puts His finger on something in your life and you don't pay the price and don't pay that cost, what you're telling the Lord is, this is more important to me than the greater victory that I could have in my life if I were to give it up. So what do you want this year? What do you want? What do you want in your relationships with people? I want to acknowledge when you start talking about people, people are fallen. There are things I like to see in people that I can't change. But there are some situations that if you want something bad enough, I've seen people in their marriages say, well, I would like to have a better marriage. Okay, what does the Bible say to do? You know what the Bible says. We talked about this just a while back. Brethren, you want a better marriage? Start working on yourself. What's the Bible say to do? Love your wife as... Wow. Is there not... Did that come at a cost? You want the Lord to bless you as a father and a husband? There's going to be a price involved. It means you're going to put the welfare and desires of your wife above your own. And sometimes that doesn't feel very good. But there's a reward to that. You see? The result of doing that far outweighs the cost. And sisters, likewise, respect your husband. Obey him in all things. Not just when it's convenient. Where's the sacrifice in that? But when it's worth it the most to you. Is, Lord, I'm going to give this to you because my relationship is more important than anything else. So whatever it takes, I'm going to do that. Relationships in homes, in congregations, in families, at work. Are you willing to pay the price? Are you willing to take the time that it takes? Are you willing to expend whatever money it's going to take? Are you willing to humble yourself this morning? Do you know some people are so quick to pull out their billfold? Some people aren't too, but others are. They'd rather, but ask them to humble themselves and say, I'm sorry, forget it. Here's $100. But you want me to apologize? What cost? In your homes, have you been humbling yourself? In the congregation, have you been willing to acknowledge that I was wrong? At work, have you been willing to say, you know what, I'm sorry, I should have done that differently. Have you been willing to say, you know what, that came out of my mouth and maybe you meant it, maybe you didn't, but it just, I'm sorry. That was hurtful. Will you forgive me? At what cost? I want a better marriage. I want a better relationship with people. What are you willing to pay for it this morning? Are you willing to humble? Are you willing to forgive? You know what it means to forgive? Let go of it. Are you willing to let go this morning? You say, I want things to be better. I can't change them. And you get stubborn, obstinate people that are hard to get along with. You may never change them, but you can still do what you can do. Lord, can I forgive? Can I let go of the thing that was so hurtful? And can I say, Lord, I want you to start healing me now that I can still begin to establish. It may not be the same relationship, but Lord, can you give us a new relationship? At what cost? What are you willing to pay this morning? Are you willing to be flexible? You know what flexibility means? You look around here, we are different people. You look in your families, and sometimes we look at other people's families, and it's like they are so alike. And everybody insists, oh, I'm not like my dad or mom or my brother or sister. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. You are too. Isn't that right? We are. We are products of our environment. We're products of our genetics. Let's just accept it and then start praying the Lord to help us to grow in those areas that we don't like to see in our family that we kind of see popping up in us sometimes. But what it means is for us to get along together. What it means to work together as a congregation. What it means to work together as a family. What it means for us to be God's people is we're going to have to learn to be flexible. I'm not talking about compromising truth. I'm talking about recognizing that they're different than I am. They think differently than I do. Sometimes you scratch your head and think, what planet did they come from? It's as obvious as the nose on your face that this is the way it is. They don't see it that way because they're different. Which means that we need to learn to be flexible and learn to recognize that there are differences and that's okay. You know, that's a cost. Because sometimes we can start being so rigid. And the Lord says, how bad do you want it? How bad do you want unity? How bad do you want peace? How bad do you want the Lord to bless in these situations, then Lord, help me to humble and to forgive and learn to be more flexible. And you know, we grow in those things. Can't all of us look in our past, and I can look in the past, and there's a few things it almost makes me cringe. It's like, Lord, I'm sorry. I should have done this differently, or I would, because I didn't see it. You know, in 10 years, Lord willing, we can look back at today at things and say, oh Lord, thank you for helping me to grow in that. But Lord, help us at what cost? Most importantly, we're going to have to move on. Most importantly, what are you willing to pay to experience the greatest blessings of God in your life this year? Isaiah chapter 1, verse 19. If ye be willing, oh yes, I am willing. But what's the next part say? If you be willing and obedient. Oh, there are so many willing people. But you know what I'm finding? There really aren't a whole lot of obedient people. I think there's a lack of obedience. And people look in their life and say, I just don't know why I don't have more victory in my life. I just don't know why I want power, and I'm praying for it. I've been praying for years. Have you been obedient? If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall what? Eat the good of the land. You want to enjoy the blessings of God? Do you want the rich? Do you want to experience the richness of the kingdom of God now? Are you willing to obey? What are you willing to do? This isn't about coercion this morning. This isn't about being legalistic and what you can and cannot do. This is about in your walk with God. At what cost? Are you willing to say, at any cost, I want to be in the place that God can bless my life? And you know what happens sometimes? You find yourself in trouble, find yourself in a battle, and you finally get to this place. You see where some of the troubles can be helpful to us? You see that? Has it done that in your life? Finally, it gets you to the place to finally tell the Lord, okay, Lord, I don't want anything to hinder me. I need to get my prayers through. Lord, I'm desperate for your help in my life. I'm desperate, Lord. I'm willing at any cost to do whatever I have to do for you to work. Folks, that's a good place to be. And what I have found is that we get to these places through heartache. We get to these places through some tough times. Sometimes it wasn't your fault, but the Lord used maybe what someone else did to bring us to a place to say, Lord, at any cost, I don't want there to be anything in my life that's hindering. Lord, talk in your heart this morning. Is there anything we can say, Lord, at any cost? I want to be in the place. I'm willing to give up. I'm willing to take on. The scripture says, Jesus told his disciples in Matthew 16, 24 through 26, he told them to take up their cross and follow me. Whosoever shall lose his life shall find it. Whosoever will lose it. He went on to ask the question. We won't take the time to read it. But what is a man willing to give in exchange for his soul? What are you really willing to give? Oh, I can't get rid of this in my life. Well, right there you're saying, this thing that I'm not willing to give up is more important than my eternal life. This habit, this place I go, this junk that I'm listening to, this filth that I'm watching, this attitude that I have. You say, oh, you go from filth to attitude? Absolutely. This unforgiveness, this spirit that I have that I haven't been willing to, this resentment, this unforgiveness, this lack of love, you're saying that's more important than eternal life. Jesus said, lose it. Let go of it. Give it to me. And when you give everything to the Lord, do you know what the Lord does? He will open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing. It comes at a cost though. We can come to church and put the thermostat up and it's snowy outside and feel so warm and good. But folks, if you want God's blessings, it's going to come at a price. But the result, we get something so much greater. Oh, could you offer every earthly treasure, diamonds and pearls of the sea? Then turning from them, I would gladly shout, Christ has set me free. In other words, to give up all these things, I'm willing to do it because I'll get something better at any cost. You want power this morning? What kind of fuel do you get when you go fill up your car? 86, 85, the cheapest thing. You know the price they have advertised? 85, the octane. You know what? Sometimes you just need to push the next button up and see what happens. You can be going over the mountains. You go over the mountains and your vehicle needs higher octane fuel. You want power? Pay the price. Spiritually, you want power this morning? It's going to come at a price. You know, there's the little song, you can't get to heaven in a rocking chair. It doesn't work. It's going to come at some suffering. True, you want greater power in your life? You want God's anointing greater? And folks, anointing is just not for the preacher. Anointing is the presence of God's Spirit in your life every single day. That's anointing. It's God's approval. You want God's approval? I'm finding it's going to take suffering to get it. It's going to take suffering to find greater power with God. And we say, oh, I don't want any suffering. At what cost? Lord, whatever it takes. And Sister Jean, if you'd be ready to lead us in that song in just a few minutes. Whatever it takes for me to draw closer to you, Lord. Lord, I'm willing. Whatever it takes, at any cost, I want it, Lord. Willing to give up. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is what? Reasonable service. God is not unreasonable. Anything that He calls for us to give up, it's not to make life difficult. You know, some people, they just get this on this power trip, and just tell you to do something just because they can do it. No, God, that's not God. When He puts His finger on something, it's because He knows you're going to be better off. You're going to experience greater victory in your life. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. We can only do that at a cost. I wonder this morning, is there anybody here that's willing to pay that price? I want a good year. Are you willing to pay the price? Lord, whatever it takes. Whatever it takes. And the Scripture teaches us then to lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. All of us have weights. And some of them we don't recognize. And it's the mercy of the Lord when He comes along and says, don't be discouraged. Just like, thank you, Lord. That'll be a help to me. Don't be cast down. We're on a journey this morning. We're on a journey of growth. But when the Lord shows us this thing's been hindering you, are you willing to let go? Are we willing to lay it aside and say, Lord, at any cost, I want to make heaven. At any cost, I want to experience power with you. What is the value of the things you're allowing in your life this morning? Paul said it this way over in Philippians 3. He said, I count all things but loss that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection. I count everything but loss. I count it as dung that I might win Christ. This morning, there's a scripture in closing in Psalm 63 and 8. David said, my soul followeth hard after thee. We pray for God's blessings. We look at the challenges of this year and say, Lord, I need you to work. I want you to work. I want greater victory. I want greater grace. I want to have greater connection with you. And the Lord's saying, I want to give that to you. I want you to grow this year. I want to bless your life this year. But it's going to come at a cost. What are you willing this morning? Are you willing to say, whatever it takes is the song, whatever it takes, Lord, for my will to break? That's what I'm willing to do. And those areas in our life that we're not quite willing, God cannot anoint and bless over those things. You want victory spiritually? We're going to have to let go and put ourselves on the altar and say, Lord, whatever it takes, at any cost, I'm willing. And you will find the reward of that kind of life for God is going to far outweigh any of the sacrifices that you have to make.